Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards, a weekly Dungeons and Dragons actual play podcast. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 2 characters.
Brandon.
Playing Ikaruk Boomslay, Blood Hunter, Half-Orc.
Homo.
Hey, I'm Steve Tehuman, Human Ranger.
Caleb.
My name's Caleb. I am a Warforged robot named Kaitoa Tata.
Brayden.
I am Beleg Degar, Half-Elf Warlock.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards. A swift river raft ride brings the party to a small but heavily fortified town at dusk. After ditching their watercraft, they perform stealthy reconnaissance, deciding quickly to dash from the forest in plain view of the watchtowers. After briefly surveying the town from atop the edge of the wall, they tumble over onto a low rooftop as the commotion at the gate subsides, and then knocking from beneath the party's feet. Episode 4, Derelict Sheik.
All right.
So we're on the roof of a building?
We're not in a house, so we're outside.
We're like, We dropped off a roof into the little town area.
Just over top of the wall and kind of looking at the temple and the different craftsman area and figuring out what our next move is.
Okay. It's sundown right now, right? But just after dinner time?
Yeah, we're talking dusk.
I have a couple ideas for us not being caught in here.
Burn the town to the ground.
Light your torches, boys.
Shred it!
Okay, so do we want to investigate what this knock is? Oh, sorry, Brayden, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that thankfully Robin is a gracious DM and we all leveled up.
Kiss ass.
So now I can fuck you. I can cast Disguise Self at will without burning a spell slot.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
So I'm thinking that I should probably be a guard and you guys should be prisoners that I'm...
Or are we just going for it?
Courting around.
We're taking this Wookiee to Sector 79.
Yeah, totally.
That's pretty much what I'm thinking. The spell lasts an hour. I've got +3 and proficiency in deception. So that's +5.
You'll nail it.
Nice.
So are we heading to the temple? Or?
Well, yeah, do we want to investigate the commotion? Do we want to pretend that nothing's going on and go to a temple?
Well, if we investigate the commotion, I don't think the best thing for us is to enter this situation. If you want to go see what's up,
dressed up
as a guard or disguised as a guard, you may get away with it.
I think, we should maybe see what it is because we might be able to use it, but definitely not engage in it.
Yep, I could do that. The other thought I had was I could dress up as the blue guard.
Oh, no way, dude.
No, because we don't know where he stands. I think it's just a city guard. He'll probably be better.
Who knows what his voice is? If they ask you to talk, all of a sudden you're just like, oh, sir, we've been waiting for you. Come with us. And all of a sudden,
we may be paranoid, too, and thinking that he's actually allied with them. That may be the case.
Yeah, that's fair. I just didn't want to look like the same guard that's trying to talk to me.
Exactly. Just do the mirror game with him. No, I think random guard number 7.
This point. Mm-hmm.
I think being that you're a half elf, like you just really need to hide your ears, and that may do most of the work for you,
dude. Yeah, go for it and let us know.
I mean, honestly, you're using magic, so you could be a half orc or a dwarf.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be a full human that doesn't look like me.
Like just you could for, be whatever the hell you want
for future use. Yeah, I'm not gonna look like me.
Yeah, go for it, dude. Right.
All right, I'll go scout out then. Throw some guards armor on.
Hey, Rob, while he's doing that, I'm going to see if I can find just a slightly more basic way of hiding myself. Are there any... I assume we're kind of in an area of...
An alley?
Houses and-
yeah, so you're in a clearing that's pretty shut down compared to the market, which is just bustling now. So it's not a big town.
you know, you see approximately 100 people. All those wagons that were coming in from the north and the south are kind of making their way to the middle. You've lucked out in that you're on kind of a residential square. These roofs are pretty flat. They only have like a foot tall, you know, lip on them. So I assume you guys are just like, you know, sardines flat to the roof. And that's, to me, logically a pretty good place for you to spy in. So the moment, though, any of you stand up, like you're in full exposure of the higher parts of Lot Morrow.
From my perspective, would I be able to make a perception check to see if I could find anything that I could use to cover my body more, like a fabric, a washing line, if there's anything, or even an awning? Just basically take a dagger to it and make a pretty shitty but slightly more covering kind of cloak.
You know, you see that there's down in the streets, I mean, you can definitely peek into the alleyways. Like, this town is rough. As you look down, like, half the places are boarded up. There's tons of debris down there. So, I mean, yeah, the way you described it, hey, you can fashion whatever you want. I assume there's all kinds of stuff down there.
Robin, can I do a perception check to see which direction and how far that knock came from?
That knock came from directly below you guys.
Okay.
It's like someone taking a broomstick to their ceiling.
Dallo! You hear a voice. It sounds sort of like an old woman's voice. Dallo! Is that you?
Dallo?
Oh, Brayden could have disguised himself with Dallo. He's been like, hey, it's me, Dallo.
I don't know who the fuck Dallo is.
You have to know what he looks like?
Is anybody looking over the edge?
I am now.
Well, there is a halfling, it appears, with silvery hair and a stained apron and boots, and they are looking up at the edge of the rooftop.
Dallo! Why are you on the roof? Dallo, we'll come down. She seems maybe like she can't make out who's up there. You've been seen, though.
Okay, well, I snap my fingers and I look like a guard. Well, maybe poke my head back down, but yeah, I've already cast disguise self.
Disguised as the town's guards.
Yeah, and a human guard. A little bit more ruddy than my normal gloriously attractive appearance. Yeah, and I lean over and I say, no, it's not Dallo, I'm a guard. I just heard some knocking down here, so I popped up off of the tower to check out the commotion.
A guard on my roof? I don't know how you got on my roof.
Are you like I said. Oh, no, I just heard some noise. But I think I will drop down and say hello properly to you, ma'am.
Oh, please do. Maybe you can help me find my nephew, Dallo.
I drop down from the roof and introduce myself as guard number 8.
What a strange name, number 8. Where do you come from,
Numbar.
Numbar, where do you come from?
Oh, I've recently come from Lot Morrow, all the way from the other side of the continent, the other wing, as they call it, to pursue my lifelong dream of being a guard here.
I see. Well, unfortunately, I'm blind as a bat, so I'll have to simply smush your face to introduce myself. Come here now, let me smush. And she's reaching out some old calloused hands. What do you do?
I get very uncomfortable. I pull back and I say, I have a terrible lesion on my cheek. You don't want to touch it right now.
Leper? Oh, dear. Oh, Numbar. I'll pray for you. Dear, then. I don't want any introductions then. Well, have you seen a young halfling lad around? Dallo, he's often up on the roofs, and that's why I thought it might be him. He has to be back before sundown.
Young halfling? He's often... No, I haven't seen anybody. What is...
Say again? Your communication cut out.
What does this young Dallo look like?
like me, but about 100 years younger, and I'm afraid I haven't seen him all day. You're part of the guards, though. I would just ask that you send him back to Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. I can absolutely do that.
And if you don't send him back, I will get my face smush. Lesions or not.
Yes, ma'am. Now you have a wonderful evening.
You too, Numbar.
Oh, Numbar.
Yeah. And I turn around and I sneakily turn into a corner out of sight without straying too far from the group. I just envision
Steve like reaching over, watching the scene, kind of like chuckling to himself while he's sighing up and yawning over something.
So they're Numbar. Are you going to go investigate the gate?
Well, if the sound we heard, I guess, yeah, we did hear the gate. So yeah, I will go over to the gate and take a little check.
And we're going to hang tight, guys?
Yeah.
Sweet. I definitely am, because I'm a giant fucking robot.
Steve is in the process of stealthing down to get that garbage poncho he was looking for.
Right. The trash man!
Okay, Steve. Steve, can you roll athletics?
Yeah. I roll a crit 20.
Okay. Really?
So you're in your element here. You can describe to us, Steve, how you got down this, you know, roughly 10-foot wall with no holds.
I basically give like a wink and a like and like backwards back like reverse swan dive off of the roof and just like right at the last minute sort of kick up off the very deftly and quietly off of the wall, then land in like a 3-point stance.
Okay, nice moves, Steve. This alleyway has plenty of stuff, so if you're going urban camouflage, I'll give you a sec to think about what that looks like. Go for it. You two on the roof, what are you thinking? What are you doing?
I want to stealth down because I want to go and kind of check out this courtyard that we have open to us and kind of stealth around and stealth down to investigate the courtyard.
Okay, so same thing, just roll a 20, d20, plus your athletics, and this is an easy ability check. Just don't fuck up.
I've got a 7, and then my athletics is a plus 4, so 11.
You've landed in the alleyway. You are down essentially right where Steve has landed. All of you have seen this sort of, this is the way to go down, robot man on the top.
Yeah. Not looking forward to it. I just wait. Yeah, I'm waiting for it. Like, you trip and fall. Or yeah. Okay.
Plus one.
Hey, buddy. You're always my prisoner if you need to be my prisoner.
Yeah, that's true. So I quietly crawl towards the edge of the roof where they went down, look at the height, make sure there's something solid to land on, and I just ease my way down with my strength.
Using athletics.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm swole, bro.
As a side note, Norwegian wood is tasting amazing right now. Holy shit.
Oh, nice, that out.
Nice. Is it the Four Winds Norwegian?
Yeah, it's pretty old. It's almost a year old now, but it tastes fantastic.
What'd you get there, Robin?
A 20. Not a nat 20, a 15 plus my 5 athletics.
All right, so
you swan dive down.
Manages to, pretty silently, join you guys down there for his weight and his bulk. You're pretty graceful, man. That was all right.
Thank you. I also had my inspiration in my back pocket.
Just in case. Yeah, an inspiration, the way that, I mean, it's house rules here, of course. So to me, it can also be used as a reaction. It could be used at any moment.
Like I fall, but then I'd like tumble out of it and it's dead sad.
Totally. Totally.
Caleb, I did check up on it. You can, as a player, give your inspiration to another player if you feel it.
Yes. Selflessness.
No, I'm just thinking mid-battle, just like toss someone initiative right before they fucking hit something.
Yeah, it's yours to give as well.
Yeah.
Tomo, it's so good having a player who's on top of the rules like you. It makes me so much less nervous, and I know I can farm out some of the responsibility.
Yeah, I've got the player's handbook in front of me, so I can.
Dude, my setup is getting extreme. Anyways,
yeah,
the nice. Three of you now are right next to each other, and you see Steve has already constructed something quite interesting. Steve, what you got?
Well, I found a not necessarily a cloak. It kind of looks like a pretty weathered, and it's kind of scummy for the most part. But it's a almost like a garbage poncho.
Is it derelict?
Yeah, derelict chic, so to speak. It's basically a fashioned hood. I think I've probably untwined a bit of the cord around the burlap sack, which is now, for the most part, hidden. I'm basically hiding my head in a hood. I've got a bit of that twine that's cinching it around my neck. And then I've got, it kind of goes down to probably about the mid, just maybe above the knees. But it's basically covering up like that weird burlap sack thing. I don't really look like a prisoner, so to speak, anymore. I just kind of look more like a homeless person.
Murder hobo.
Yeah. So let's get stabby.
Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
Yeah.
And you feel you've done a pretty good job removing the -1 to persuasion and charisma that neck thing is going to get you when you interact with people?
Yeah, the idea was definitely not to hide that most of all.
Okay, going to happen, you know, if you guys can essentially, you know, mask in some way. And hey, Beleg, so is your illusion, it's simply visual, correct?
Yeah, you turkey with that cheek touching shit.
It's so great. And then your voice as well. It doesn't alter your voice. You're, so to speak, have to be a master of voices too.
Yeah, I can read out the description if you want.
No one knows your voice.
Nobody knows Numbar's voice. It's fine. Yeah, no, exactly. And maybe nobody knows your voice. Okay, fair enough. And but then so half orc. You said you were going to investigate the area.
Yeah.
Okay, roll whatever you'd like. If you think it's, you know, stealth, if you think it's investigation, roll what you'd like.
Well, I think, I think investigation would be the one to kind of go with here, so okay. Do an investigation. I rolled a 9, plus my investigation is a +3, so 12.
Okay, so you sort of do a 360 sweep of that entire area. And you notice that about half of these places are totally derelict, boarded up. You go around kind of, you know, with your back to the wall, making sure you stay out of the shadows, and you cover pretty much about 10 or 12 buildings and 8 or so alleyways. And you see that the places that do look inhabited kind of look a little squatty. They don't look like they've been lived, you know, in by like a family cooking 3 meals a day. It looks a little strange. In fact, only Grandma Telty, her house looks like a true household. And there's just a delicious, maybe like a broth smell. Because as you come around back and meet back up with the robot, and you see Steve now in his completed couture, his chic.
Steve, is that you?
Derelict chic. Derelict.
You see...
When you were like describing it, I was just imagining someone announcing it while you're on a runway, just like, Steve's wearing his own hand-fashion robe belt.
Steve's ready to receive alms.
Yeah, exactly. you see, essentially, there's nobody in this clearing but you. And as you looked through the alleyways towards the market and the temple, that was certainly where all the light and the lanterns have just been lit in town. Because, you know, now this is taking you guys, say 4 or 5 minutes. Sun is totally setting. And you guys, I guess, still have to figure out which order you guys are going to approach this situation in.
Okay. So I guess, I'm with the human and construct, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to just go off. Kind of check out the gate.
I thought Bellag's already gone. Is he gone already?
Yeah, I thought he was going on his own while we just kind of hung around the courtyard.
Okay, Bellag, we'll move to you real quick. When you pop around that corner, you see three guards. Two of them are manning the gate, one on each side, and a third one is sort of in a guard hut. You know, it looks like maybe it's not his shift to stand up, and he's thumbing through some copper pieces. You're not seen, and these guards at the moment have not seen you.
We did hear a commotion at the gate, though, correct?
Yeah, you remember you saw a halfling with a wagon and a mule being turned away.
Oh, right. Oh,
right. Man.
And while that was happening is when you guys did your kind of stealth up the shanty buildings over the wall.
Right. Ah. I walk over and say good evening, boys.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, good evening. Eh? What's your name?
Numbar.
Numbar.
I'm new here. I just got in.
Who sent you?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, shush, Caleb.
This is fun. No, this is good.
Yeah, okay. All right. I just, like, the game just took a different direction.
Who sent me? I'm just in my initiation. I'm doing my tour around the town, just getting a feel for the town here.
Oh, I see.
And then I heard a commotion.
Oh, yeah, it's a halfling who's always late to the gates. Well, look, if Lord Telchain sent you here down without orders, then you can take my shift. I'm famished, and I can smell some soup coming from old Grandma Telchain's.
You say Lord Telchain's is... He'd be okay with you just...
Sod off, mate!
...to replace you?
Oh, sod off. You want to take my shift or not?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Fine, then. Oi, you too. This one is new. Numbar's his name. He's going to take one of your shifts once you're done standing there, right? 15 minutes more each. Look sharp, mate. You know what's coming.
More halflings, I suppose.
I don't think so, after dark.
And he walks down the same alleyway that you just came out of, and you three now see a guard walking into Grandma Telty's, and you are literally just
God damn it.
Those windows. So technically now you're sort of stuck in that little pocket. Let's see how that plays out. So you're essentially now a guard up at the front, Belly.
Hey guys, do you want to hear some new and veteran-ish players as they dive into a completely homebrew world created by our talented DM Liam? Then join us for an old-school, authentic D&D experience as we focus on collaborative storytelling in an open world, allowing us, as players, to cause as much anxiety as possible for our DM. Catch us on most podcast platforms, visit our website, and come chat to us on social media. Modified Rule. Come and join the adventure.
I'm just going to jump in and say, so after I've done my recon, I'm just going to let Steve and Kaitoa know what I saw. So,
yeah.
So I saw, most of the places here are boarded up. I mean, and the ones that are inhabited seem to be inhabited by squatters and I guess, ruffians, nobody that we really want to kind of probably go in, but we'd be, if we did encounter them, you know, we'd have the upper hand on them. Most of the action is coming from the market, and you know, obviously we just saw that guard come through, so do we want to stealth away, or what do you guys want to do? I mean, there's some pretty good smelling food coming from that house, though.
So what I'm thinking is, if there is a chance that if this guy's over here, we could just boom, 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 and take this guy out.
Hold on. We're starting with the murder already?
Yeah.
Grandma Telty is blind.
Yeah, or and we, so can lure, we can lure him out.
So you like, neutral, neutral fuck.
I want to go to the temple.
Hey, man, I offered that shit.
But I'm worried about just... Basically, I'm saying I'm worried about leaving Beleg. I don't want to just take off on Beleg and leave him on his own. He was just doing recon and coming back.
And I just want to kill people, so...
The three of you, if you decided to run past this, I'm going to give you a soup bonus because he's eating some delicious soup. You know, so the DC, you could all try. So what you'd have to do is all three of you have to succeed if you're making a dash and break right and theoretically just skulk out of there. But there's, you know, three of you. So the chances are, well, they're, I don't know, 50-50.
Just hold on. Give me a second. I'll go over.
Did we see him go into the hut?
You totally did. It's a good place to stealth around. You would be exposed, you know, for 5 seconds, but you would totally run right by where this guard went in.
Okay, I think
Steve knows this is what I'm. Yeah, you guys, be as stealthy as possible. I'm gonna go talk to this guard.
Not in the hut.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna kind of like make myself as pitiful as possible, and I'm gonna go up to the side of this house and just kind of start like, oh man, I'm so hungry. Can I have some of that soup?
Are you at the door?
Like 3 days.
Steve, are you at the door?
I'm kind of making a screen for you guys. Just be a pitiful, annoying, like urchin that wants some soup too.
Is oh, that man. Just is that for us
so good?
Is that for us to stealth away or to axe this man?
I had to eat a rat in the alley yesterday. I'm so hungry.
So, Steve, you're gonna catch this guard's attention. He turns around from his soup bowl, and Grandma is visible, but in the kitchen behind, like, a huge pot. He turns around, and you guys, from the outside, you can obviously peek in now and see he's been distracted.
Oi! Oi, you boy! What are you doing here?
Oh, man, I'm so hungry. I can smell that soup. Yesterday, I had to eat garbage in the alley. It was horrible. Did you have a potato that was mostly moss? Oh, man, it's so gross. I think I threw up back there, too. I'm sorry. I threw up on your house, old lady. I don't know who you are, but you make really good-looking soup. Oh, man. Can I have a bowl?
Roger, who's that? Roger, that sounds like a little boy. Who's that?
Yeah, I'm a little boy. I'm so hungry. I need to grow. I'm still not grown.
Dallo? Fully grown yet. Is that my nephew, Dallo?
No, I don't know who he is. Can he have soup? Actually, can he have soup? If he can have soup, I'm Dallo.
Look here, boy. You smell like something horrible, and if you say you've thrown up, I'll believe you. But I want to see your hands. Are you carrying any weapons?
I guess like my hands would be pretty dirty from them mucking around the back.
God, look at you. You're a filthy urchin.
I don't have anything to wipe with either, and that was like 2 days ago because I haven't eaten and I had to poop real bad.
Wait out and sit beggars here off to the market. That's where you'll find handouts.
He turns around and goes back to
the market. Yeah, no, I don't know about that. The soup smells really good though. What's your name, by the way?
Oi, my name's Piss Off.
So in this, are we trying to stealth away or can?
During this half minute interaction, Kaitoa and half orc, what are you doing?
So I say, I'm
wonderful
worried.
Character voice, by the way, Tomo.
Like he's distracting him, so we can.
He didn't say what he was doing. Whether we were getting by, so he can leave and follow us, like we're stealthing away, or he's going in to get this guy's attention, so that if like. He makes an attack, we're there to just jump in and just thump this guy.
No, the idea was that you guys stealth past while I get his attention and talk
where
about...
Where to, though? That's the only thing is, like...
The other side of the window.
Out of sight.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill this guy.
I know, you mentioned that, and I'm not agreeing with you.
I do love the idea of you guys just busting in and killing him anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
I just use the moment to move to better cover somewhere not so exposed close to him in the shadows.
You make it across, you know, essentially the field of view of Grandma Telty's front window. Steve's distraction is actually working great, because now the guard has completely turned his back to you, smelling simply, you know, a hungry urchin.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not the same guard that I remember seeing yesterday. He was a nice guy. You don't seem nice, though. I mean, you could be really nice and give me some soup. There seems to be a lot there. And I'm kind of like, if Kaito is near me, like, my foot is kind of like kicking him to get him moving.
Can I do just like a investigation check or of like what the guard's armor's like? And
yep.
Yeah, we would have saw that when he walked in the house.
So, Brandon, as you also, I assume, are scooting past the field of view, sure, you better roll, because, I mean, you're essentially trying to get some high-level info. So roll investigation, insight, I don't know.
You gave him a quick head to toe as you were running by.
Well, I know my guy is pretty proficient in investigation.
Okay, roll it up. Hmm.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
He's very solid.
That would be a 4.
4. So, you know, as you rush by, all you really see is the back of Steve as he gesticulates and moves his hands around.
He is talking to a man. Standing
right where you need to see the guard. What you did see, though, is he's definitely wearing like a chain mail shirt.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Bludgeoning damage.
And so now both of you larger folks have essentially made it. So now you are across to the side of this clearing that borders the main path to where your friend Beleg is now a guard. Yeah. And that leads into the market, you know, for all intents and purposes, this, you know, residential clearing. You've now left the field of view of Grandma Telty's house as long as you stay pressed against that southern wall.
How much time has passed since Beleg got to the gate?
This has been a matter of maybe 4-5 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
And lanterns now are, you know, dusk has come quickly. Lanterns now are shining brightly.
I begin to only see the lanterns and nothing else.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, no, this is a well lit town. Yeah, right now there's no order of play. You guys have hatched a sort of multifaceted plan here. I like it. I love it.
I'm gonna kind of creep towards where Beleg went. Just staying in the shadows in the dark, but get as how close can I get?
It's about 20 feet from the alleyway where you pop your head out, and you see guard that you recognize to be the Numbar disguise, and he is now in the guard hut, little booth.
And there's still two guards at the gate.
The two guards facing the gate are facing out.
Okay.
Has Steve joined us now?
No, Steve's still in the hut. Yeah, what's going on there? I guess, yeah, I just kind of wait and watch. That's all I can really do right now.
Steve will get his soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, you've been told to, piss off. And now you see the guard. He's got a piece of, like, real, real crusty-looking bread.
Are they passed? Are the other two passed?
They are passed.
All right, as long as they're clear, like, all right, cool, man. Okay, well, fuck the police. See you later.
The guard says nothing, and Grandma Telty sort of makes a little noise as you leave, but you can't quite hear it.
All right, bye, lady. I'm pretty well disguised unless someone really, really wants to see what's under my trash poncho, so I am just going to saunter down the road.
So you're coming out of the alleyway into the main road?
Not towards us or towards us?
I don't know what our... Is the general plan to get to the temple eventually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll head back towards Steve. So now that I can see where Beleg is, head back towards Steve to see if he's coming out or still in there. And hey, he's coming out.
I'm going to go up within earshot of Numbar and be like, "Hey, some real scary guard-looking dude just paid me a couple coppers to tell you to come see him. He's real pissed off. He wants to talk to you. He said it's okay if your buddies watch the post while you go and talk to him. I don't care. I got my coppers."
That's directed to me?
Yeah.
Like, he walked up to the guard tower and said that?
Yeah, he seems real pissed off. Pissed off enough to pay me to tell you to come.
Playing in character, in guard character, I look hesitantly at the other guards and be like, "Hey, are you guys good?"
"Oi, who's this kid? My break's in 10 minutes, Captain said so."
I don't know, it's a big scary dude, talks kind of like you, except he's a lot angrier. I think he's face full of soup right now. Yeah, he wants to see that new guy. He says, "Bring the new guy." He's real pissed off about something.
"As long as it's not me or my friend here, you come back."
No, he said new guy. You guys look like you're quite the experienced guards.
All right, guys, looks like I gotta go.
Yeah, he's pissed. He wants to talk to you about some parfinale or something. That's right.
We are quite the experienced guards, aren't we, Chip?
And as you walk away, they're still mumbling to each other.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
So do we, to stay out of kind of the shot of these other guards, gotta kind of duck back into the little courtyard and try to navigate between buildings towards the market or temple, or what do you guys want to do?
I think we could probably, like, Steve and the Dark, or not Steve, the Dark Vision Boys.
That's actually what we call ourselves.
Yeah. No, you guys didn't know that. But, yeah.
The Dark Vision Duo?
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless we're walking right down the middle of the street, we gotta hit the alleys to the temple.
Well, I've navigated that courtyard that we're kind of right on the fringe of, right? And if we walk down the street, then we're right at that gate where the two guards are that you guys just left.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So having done my stealth investigation around the courtyard, I mean, we know that there's empty boarded up buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
So Robin, I guess, which of these buildings that we are closest to that kind of border the main vein into the temple and market from the gate are boarded up?
Hey, Brandon, are you and I just like walking out willy-nilly? Like,
no, that's why I'm getting Robin to check which buildings, because I've already done a stealth of the open area. So,
and I've said it already, but I'm also down for being a guard and ushering a prisoner around.
Yeah, I'm just worried that if we go back out into the open after they've kind of said that they might call you back, right? Because they say kind of come back. So, and if we
can easily, how many times can you change your disguise? Is it just the one time?
Oh no, I don't burn a spell slot, so I can.
So you can be whatever the fuck. Oh, you could be me. You could be another robot. Yeah. You could be like, that's crazy.
I can be a new guard.
Oh, dude, now that you know what that other dude looks like, you could be that other dude.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
I also have intimidation and deception, like, +5, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so I say you guys just lead us to the temple, and if we get caught, then all of a sudden Brayden's a guard walking us.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm a human walking trash bag, so I don't think Anna's gonna give a fuck what I do, though.
No, you can just, like, lurch.
Yeah. I'm the walking trash can. And Tomo's the bag of trash.
Little bag of trash next to you.
You guys, as you speak in hushed tones here about, you know, how long do we have and how are we going to keep these story threads with the guards together, I think you get the pretty clear sense, like you were saying, that there are two ways about this. You could expose yourself. You could go straight down to the market and the temple. Or, you know, skulk along the inside and go in between the buildings. To Brandon's question about which one closest to the market looks abandoned, you can't really tell right now. You'd have to get up to that next row of the big rectangular buildings. Now, those big rectangular buildings look like, from the back, well-lit, and they look like the main physical kind of merchant area, the shops that don't move, whereas, you know, the market and the stalls are out in the middle. I've added some lighting there, and this is where the main lit areas are as darkness is falling.
And then we still know that this temple is, what was the deity of it?
Temple of Inandandro. We like to call him Dan for short. Temple of Dan.
Inandro.
So I think we decided that we're just going to, me and Belleg are going to kind of lead the way up the street. Belleg can change disguises on a whim.
As he needs. And okay.
My main instinct is to lead you guys there as if you were, well, Steve's free to go, but the other two I can lead as prisoners, and I'm going to stay as a guard.
Yeah, because we got those things around our necks still.
Yeah, exactly.
And Steve, what's your course of action?
I'm gonna stay within sight of them, but I'm just walking along the path that they take.
Okay,
you're gonna wilderness boy it, eh?
Yeah, I'm very easily able to just be hard to like. I don't stick out.
So the folks who are scouting out ahead, are you doing this like simultaneously? Are you guys essentially as Belleg pulls his ruse? Are you guys simultaneously kind of following along? Is that it?
Are you trailing us or leading us, Belly?
Leading you.
Leading? So yeah. I guess as he's doing that, I'd be using, because I know Caleb can't really see in the dark.
It's not that dark yet. Intents and purposes, you guys have clear, it's not that dark. You got lanterns. Still
dark. Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, I would just be scoping kind of the street as we go along to see, you know, into the buildings and see if there's anything of interest that we should be, you know, keying on as we walk.
I'm just kind of following as quietly as possible.
All right.
Which route are you taking?
I don't see any benefit from trying to be sneaky while leading prisoners around. That just looks suspicious. So I'm going to lead you guys right down the main road.
Okay. other than the fact that like none of us are handcuffed or anything, you're just walking prisoners. Like,
you got your necklaces on. We could also probably fashion some.
Yeah, I'm thinking we. Yeah, might want to tie our hands together with some shitty rope. Just so like we're handcuffed.
Yeah,
just
let's do that before we move out.
I'm really good at a menial task. I look for some, like, anything that I can, like, very quickly, like, use my hands to, like, and, like, make a few ropes that we can tie shitty knots so at least it looks like our hands are bound.
Okay, you craft a, you know, a rudimentary looking kind of bindings.
Shackle.
It's not the most convincing shackles, but, yeah, you do what you can. Again, there's just tons of stuff as you walk down this road. Okay, so you are marching right into the market.
Yeah, we're going down the main street.
Yeah.
Right in.
I'm shadowing them.
And I'm also, I'm running under the ruse that you guys just incessantly beg to go to the temple to ask for forgiveness if somebody tries to stop us.
Okay. Keep going to the temple.
You guys were dealing with Soup Boy. I was asking about Telchains, the leader of this town.
Yeah.
And in the 4 minutes, I learned that he's a halfling aristocrat, and he took over in the last 18 months, just so you guys know. And, like, took over is in quotation marks.
Good intel.
Cool.
Sweet. Lord Telchain.
And he took over by force, it would have appeared.
You did not get that far. That's what they said.
Cool.
Okay. And that's about the time where, you know, this strange feral boy popped around the corner and told you
Steve
to get back. Okay, so you're now essentially equidistant between the temple, the market, and the merchant buildings.
Okay.
Shall we go to the temple?
Yep, that was the plan. Let's get out of the street ASAP.
Let's do it.
Sweet. Okay. We walk to the temple then.
Okay, as you go to the part of this clearing that clearly is designed for lots of revelers to look up at the grand stairs of this temple, Steve, I want you to make a perception check.
That is a 21.
Nice.
Steve, you notice, as you're walking to, I assume you're kind of skulking along behind these three?
Yep. Yeah.
As you glance at the market, you notice one of the weapons sellers has just dagger. The most intricately carved custom dagger with, you know, clearly little hidden compartments in it. And you recognize this.
Huh.
It's one of your knives! Or Tomo, not Steve. Obviously, that's your old dagger.
I guess it belongs to me. I've had one of those before.
Yeah, especially like the hidden pockets for more shit. It's like,
it's so
it also has my name scrawled in there.
Yeah, exactly. Just
like a childlike scrawling from another fossil knife.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
And the three, your three companions are, you know, they're 10 feet in front of you, still heading up towards the stairs, up to the temple.
So this knife is just at a stall, I suppose, or a...
This weapons seller, you can't see who's running the, can't see who's running it, but this weapon seller is in one of these little pop-up carts. Like, it looks like they're one of the non-permanent sellers here. Like a flower cart.
A flower cart of knives.
And he's got all sorts of weapons. In fact, he's got a huge variety of different types of weapons from, and you're obviously well versed in dagger lore. They seem to be from all over the realms.
But this particular dagger, this is familiar to me?
This one looks familiar to you.
I kind of want to get a better look at this dagger, quite possibly take it with me. Is it a dagger that I'm familiar with, or is it like this dagger belongs to me?
Roll an insight, or whichever you feel. If you feel you want to look at it more, or if you're going to listen to your heart.
Well, I've got a little like I would assume. Being a 16-year-old, I'm pretty, like, I would probably carve something into it, like S-T or maybe even Steve. Most of my shit is pretty beat up, and I'll just scratch on it and play around with it. So if it is one of mine, it'll probably have some telltale marking on
it. There's no fear scribed into the head. Are you gonna break off and go look at it, or follow us into the temple?
I kind of, I'm gonna go take a look. I'm gonna get closer.
Curiosity has gotten the better of Steve Theheman. You three open the doors to the temple.
Because we want to get one last prayer in. We want to be here.
Yeah.
But we're following him.
Yeah.
So we're not going to rob.
Yeah.
Okay. And as you push the temple doors open and they begin to swing inwards, it appears the temple is empty. Except for some lit
candelabra far in the rear alcove that you see. And then, hey, there is a voice immediately to your right. Psst. Hey, guard, you got any of that there, Red Frog?
Red Frog.
Can we see who said it?
Red cooler if you did.
And that is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Do you know which side of the market he's on? Is he on the merchant side?
I will show you right now.
So, Steve, are you going to go?
Brayden!
Sounds like a
are
dog.
Are you playing like a drum water. Or something?
I think he's playing, getting into trouble.
Is that this?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He's getting into trouble.
You know what that is, man? That's Bob Ross with the brush against
the making tree branches.
This is vicious. I didn't realize how much my laptop mic could pick up. That's just like
I thought you were playing a mad game of Sorry. You know?
Yeah, I knew you were drumming. I was like, why are you drumming right now on the mic?
Because I don't think about it. It's what I feel.
Okay. Anyways.
Hello, everyone. This is DM Robulon. You know my voice. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We're now on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and wherever else you slay your podcasts.